This is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox. Time now for our Africa update. This week, the International AIDS Conference kicks off in Mexico City. A lawyer who once represented Nelson Mandela is named the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, and African athletes head to Beijing to compete in the Olympic Games. For more, we've got Cassandra Walden. She is Chief of External Communications at the United Nations Development Program. Hi, Cassandra.
Hi, Tony. Thanks for having me.
Let's begin with the AIDS conference in Mexico City, and let's use this by way of background. This event comes at a time when there have been advances in providing treatment in many parts of the world, but the number of people infected with HIV continues to rise, 33 million people infected worldwide, 67% in sub-Saharan Africa. And last year, AIDS claimed 2 million lives. Now, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon spoke at the opening session yesterday.
As more people go to treatment and live longer, budgets will have to increase considerably over the next few decades.
So, Cassandra, what's expected to come out of this conference?
This is 22,000 scientists, community and political leaders urging concrete action and commitment by everybody. What we're hoping is that they will be able to share research findings, lessons learned, talk about gaps in knowledge, share successes and shortfalls in the overall response to HIV/AIDS, and really identify priorities where future action is really needed.
Last week, a report by the Joint United Nations Program on HIV and AIDS, or UNAIDS, I think I'm saying that correctly, detailed a slightly upbeat assessment of the pandemic. It noted that more people have access to antiretroviral treatments, and as a result, deaths are reported to have dropped. But my question to you is, with no cure yet in sight, do such reports offer a false hope?
You know, I don't think so. You have to be realistic. Certainly a lot of progress has been made, and the report highlights that progress, but it is also very quick to point out that much more work still needs to be done. Certainly the past 2 years have been monumental in terms of the kinds of successes that we have seen, but in order to sustain those gains over the long term, we really need to scale up efforts at prevention and treatment. This report talks about how the number of new HIV infections has declined between 2001 and 2007, but notes that the rates of infection are rising in many countries like China, Indonesia, Kenya, and in Russia.
Let's talk about Bill Clinton for a moment, because he spoke at the conference and he's been quite active in this area, just concluding a trip to Africa where he also worked for malaria prevention. How is Bill Clinton perceived on the continent, especially given some of the political fallout that he's enduring back here at home?
You know, I think that when President Clinton presents himself in a global forum like AIDS 2008, and he's talking about issues that are key to development, you know, how we're going to battle the scourge of HIV/AIDS, how we can help African countries push this scourge back so that they can actually take advantage of development opportunities and build better lives for their people, I think he has everyone's ear. He is a very charismatic leader, and I believe that people focus on the issue and not the politics of it.
All right, let's move on to another topic. Last week, South African judge Nvonathan Pile was named the new United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights. Tell us a little bit about Pile's background and why this appointment is so significant.
Well, first of all, she comes from the continent. She is, as you said, from South Africa. And for African countries, this is an extremely important appointment. This is the United Nations chief human rights leader. The issue of democratic governance for Africa looms quite large. It is one of the biggest challenges in the region as African countries struggle towards development, and human rights is a key element of that. She is a person herself who grew up as a non-white in apartheid South Africa, understands personally what it means to be excluded, to have your rights not respected, and I think also coming from a developing country, she understands the link between human rights and development.
What is her primary primary role going to be as the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights?
She will be spearheading UN human rights efforts. She'll provide leadership and work objectively, educate the global community, take action to empower individuals, and assist UN member states in upholding human rights. She is beginning her new role on September 1, and we certainly look forward to the wonderful things that she'll do as she draws upon her experience in South Africa and at the international courts where she's been over the last few years.
Now, her appointment has been praised in some quarters, but questioned in others, including the Bush White House. What does the Bush administration have against her?
Whenever you have a high-profile appointment of this kind, and particularly on the issue of human rights, I think it's only natural for there to be some debate. But the General Assembly, which represents all UN member states, endorsed her appointment by the Secretary General at the end of July. So I think we've moved well past that point right now, and everyone is looking forward to the great leadership that she's going to be providing in the future.
Finally, Cassandra, the 2008 Olympics began this Friday in Beijing. Hundreds of athletes from the continent will compete in events like swimming, powerlifting, soccer, track and field, just to name a few. Generally, though, how supportive are African governments of their athletes in world competition like the Olympics?
The challenge is that African countries have many competing priorities, and it's sometimes very difficult for them to use meager resources to support the training and preparation of their athletes. But I will tell you that so many delegations of African athletes from various countries across the continent are going to be proudly flying their flags in Beijing, and we look forward to seeing them compete.
Europe is Africa's biggest trading partner, but China has a growing relationship and economic ties to the continent. How has the competition for Africa's resources affected that dynamic?
Well, look, you and I, we know that Africa is a rich continent and that it is at the top of everyone's agenda. But we need everybody to be involved in development. We need a bunch of players on the trade front. Africa needs to be able to present itself and take advantage of opportunities in the global arena. It also needs to have the capacity to negotiate the kinds of deals that are going to be conducive to advancing its own agenda, its own needs, the needs of its population. And I think that we welcome the engagement of China. China is a country that's pulling itself up on the development front, has made huge gains over the past decades, and there's a lot that Africa can learn from that.
Cassandra, thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure to be with you.
Cassandra Walden is Chief of External Communications at the United Nations Development Program. She was at our New York studios.